Turn to Matthew's gospel, please. And I'm excited to preach this morning. I really am. Matthew's gospel, a familiar story. This is not a new story. Very familiar, actually. I've been thinking about this week. I hope this will help you this morning. I've been meditating this week, especially yesterday, on the bigness of God. I want all y'all to know we got a great big God. And I have to say this to you. When I look at myself, I see a lot of littleness. Somebody help me preach. And sometimes because I feel so little, my circumstances seem so big. Can I say this to you? Sometimes, maybe it's not y'all, maybe it's just me. Sometimes we have a little God in our thinking. Anybody here like that every once in a while? Everything's going wrong. Big old mess. I got a little God in my thinking. But I want all y'all to know something. He's a great big God. I'm going to go over a little miracle. Hey, teenagers, God bless. Boy, good seeing y'all up here. I'm about to shout just looking at y'all. I know y'all had a great week this week, and I praise the Lord. I'm going to get to preaching. Y'all just stay with me, okay? I'm just excited to be here. Matthew 14, are you there? Say amen. Wave your Bible at me so I know you're with me. Okay. Matthew 14, over there with me to verse 14. Familiar miracle. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, "We have but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And Jesus, and he said, "Bring them hither to me." It really makes a difference when you get your stuff in Jesus' hand. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes and looking up to heaven, well, glory, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat and were filled, glory. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they had eaten, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. I want to preach this morning. Just for a few minutes. I won't be long, but I got something on my heart. I want to preach on this morning. The God who is bigger than our excuses. I don't know if you got that. The God that is bigger than all of our excuses. There's a little different twist on this story, okay? Is that all right for somebody to take a little different twist on the story? I think I'm going to. Number one, this is, by the way, introduction. I'm going to give you 5 points of introduction, 3 little other points of application, and we're going home. Number one, first of all, in verse number 18, when the multitude had come, the old boys, the disciples said, this is a desert place. When we think of a desert place, we think of a dry place. We think of a barren place. We think of an unfruitful place. I like to call this point the lifelessness of the territory. You know, there's a lot of change going on in our country. People's in and out of churches, moving in and out. And by the way, the devil would like to get you out of this kind of church. Somebody help me preach. He's talking about the dryness of the territory. Sometimes we get this impression everything is dry. The songs are dry. The preaching is dry. My brethren in the Christ is dry. And I think I just need a change. I need to get some lively up stuff. I think I might go get me some rock and roll Jesus. And I think I might go out and get some other stuff. It just seems so dry. I thought I might say something in this point. They said it was a desert place. Now, here's what blows my mind. But I just read, when they got ready to be fed, they sat down on grass. Then I read one of the other versions, other passages, and it said there was much grass. You know, God's been moving in this place this summer. And you might be in this room and say, well, I just ain't felt it. I ain't been with it. Maybe it's your perception. Here's our problem. We come and we perceive it's dry. We come and we feel like it's dry. But I want you to know that wasn't really a desert place because I've been there. It was right by the Sea of Galilee. Actually, it was pretty fertile. Somebody help me preach. I want you to know I've got a God that is able to do more than you'd ever think. Even in the dryness of this society, even in the dryness of denominationalism, even in the dryness of some people's lives, I've got a God that is bigger. Amen. I'm going somewhere, y'all go up in a hurry. I'm bogging down, Chad. And look at verse 15 also. Not only said it's a desert place, and then they said that the time has now passed. In other words, it's just too late. It's the lateness of the hour. You know what people are telling you? Too late to preach. Too late to do it the way we used to do it. Too late to visit. Too late to soak win. Too late to get a group of teenagers on fire for God. Too late to get it. Somebody help me preach. Y'all just smell at me. That make me preach real good. I want you to know something. Despite the lateness of that, and I do believe we're living at 11:59. I do believe Jesus Christ is getting ready to come again. But I want all you to know, it's not too late for God to move. It's not too late for God to help. It's not too late for God to give you a personal revival. It's not too late for you to get a stir in your soul. It's just not too late.
Amen. Right.
I got to hurry to preach. Am I doing all right? Third excuse. Might as well get them all out. It's not found in Matthew. Wayne's found in John. And here was what it was. I'll just read it to you. John 6:5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw the great company, same company here, came and saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Hello? And this he said, listen to this, to prove him. For he himself knew what he was going to do. And Philip said, we just got 200 penny loaf. We ain't got much money. We almost broke Jesus. And then I see number three. I see his bigness in light of the limitation on the treasury. You know, I hear over the years, I haven't had it lately. Please don't do it just because I said this morning. Do you think we got enough money to do this project? Do you think we got enough money to send kids to camp? Do you think we have enough money to buy music for the choir? And all we do, come on, help me, we start looking at the limitations of the treasury. I've been serving here now almost 43 years. Every project that we have approached, it was bigger than what we thought we had. Come on now. But I want you to know something. I've got a God. When we think we have a limited treasury, he owns a cattle on a thousand hills. He owns everything this morning. He can't supply your need this morning. He's got plenty in his bank. He's not, well, somebody help me preach this morning. I got a God that's big enough. Amen. Y'all help me. Number four, let's quit preaching. I'm going quick. I got to get the introduction done. Then I see fourthly, the limitations of the table. I want y'all to know something. When we sit down to Thanksgiving dinner, it ain't Thanksgiving, but I'm getting hungry right now. Marguerite fixes a 23-pound turkey for us two people. All that dressing. She'll fix that ham for about 20 people. And all that spread. And I want to tell you what, when I look at, boy, that's good eating. All they had here, kids, all they had here was five loaves and two fishes. And somebody help me preach. Sometimes we start moaning around and saying, we just don't have enough. We can't take care of this. And we get messing around with our little five loaves and two fishes. But I want you to know I got a God that can take five loaves and two fishes and do miracles with it. Y'all say, I just don't believe in miracles. Well, I do. I still believe he's on the throne. Let me, because of time, just let me rush on a little bit more. And then their fifth thing or excuse was the largest of the throng. What are these little things among so many? I look across here. Can I get personal a minute? And I walk in church today. I want every one of y'all to know, prayed for every one of you that's here. Because I want you to know, I realize something. There's needs all around this building. There's a throng of people here, a throng of people listening on live stream. There's needs all over. The crowd is big. The needs are large. And I can start moaning. So I just can't do it. No, you can't. But he's big enough. You can't take care of your problem. You can't take care of your situation. You can't do what needs to be done. But I want you to know he's big enough. Amen. Now, let me give you three miracles. I'm done. You get ready to sing in about 10 minutes. I see three miracles. Anybody see any miracles here? By the way, let me say something about them five loaves one more time. They were barley loaves, if you read the other chapters. Check me out. They were barley loaves. Barley was not fed to the middle class and up. Barley was fed to the middle class and down to the peasant. And they also, most commentators say, those little fishes were about the size of a sardine. Whew. Now let's do some math. There was 5,000 men. Let's just put one woman with one man. How many we got then? Come on, math kids. 10,000, right? 5 and 5. Let's put one kid with each one of them men. How many we got now? 15,000. It's estimated the crowd was probably over 15,000. I don't know. I wasn't there. That's a big old bunch of need with just five little fishes and two. I'm getting ready to preach real good here. Y'all stay with me. And two little fishes. Number one, I see the miracle of ministration. You say, what do you mean? Kids, get this. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Jesus started breaking the bread and the fish. And you know what he did? He handed it to his disciples. Now that was a miracle, don't you think? My God, have mercy. That's the worst crowd I ever seen. Sounds like a bunch of independent Baptists. I mean, we got so many issues in our lives. I want to tell you something, friend. Sounds like us sometimes. He took the worst bread and the worst fishes and gave it to the worst disciples to take it out of there. Ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at a man that is flawed. You're looking at a man that I know I got my faults. You're looking at a man don't think he's arrived. You're looking at a guy right now don't believe he's nothing. I just want you to know I don't, but I want you to know I got a big old God. He could take a teenager. He could take a mom and dad. He could take a little old preacher and do a miracle in him. I see the miracle of ministration. Listen to me, God's big enough to use you to do something great for him. Somebody help me preach. I heard y'all had a little revival out there amongst yourselves. You know what? A big move in this church could happen right through you. You say, well, what about you? You're the preacher. That's the assistant over there. Hold it a minute. God don't need us. We need him. But if a young person, a mom and dad, a grandpa and grandma, just get a hold of it, God can use you this morning. Miracle of ministration. But this, that, now I'm about ready to run. About out of breath, too. Y'all ready? This gets real big at me. Number two miracle, the miracle of multiplication. Now, how many fish did they have? Right? How many loaves? If we got big loaves, ain't gonna feed 15,000 people with. Now listen to this, honey. Now y'all can believe what you want to believe. Okay? A lot of people say, well, he took a little piece of this fish, a little piece of that fish. No, he multiplied the fish.
Amen.
He multiplied bread. Whoa! I tell you what he done with the bread. He bypassed the sowing. He bypassed the harvesting. He bypassed the watering. Woo! He bypassed the threshing, the winnowing, the mixing, the oven. God can bypass all your efforts and all your littleness and provide a great miracle in your life this morning. Somebody say amen. He's a God of multiplication. I tell you, I look at this church and what he's done since I started here 43 years ago. And we thought, well, there wasn't nothing around here but dry ground. And God put a house here, business here, another house here. Woo! Then he took him fish. Now, y'all can believe what you want to believe. He started multiplying the fish, Wayne. He got fish out there ain't never been hatched. He got fish there never grown. He got fish there never been caught. He got fish there never been cleaned.
Yep.
Here's what happens. We get a view of God that is so little. He can multiply.
Amen.
He can take your, see this little boy, he had something that Jesus needed. And he heard something that Jesus said. You know what we need this morning? Just take what little we have. Somebody help me preach. Take the little we have and just give it to him. And I want you to know, he'll start multiplying. Like I say, I'm almost done. What have I said so far? The miracle of ministration. You ever thought about why God would use anybody like us? Huh?
Yes.
I have. Then the miracle of multiplication. You said, well, what was it all about anyway? It was about his magnification. See, when we let God do the impossible, when God does the big, it ain't the disciples that got the credit. Somebody help me preach. It wasn't the kid that got credit. Read John's gospel over in 16th chapter, the sixth chapter. When he done the miracle, you know what the people start doing? They're getting ready to get a hold of him and make him king. And he wasn't time to be king yet, and he left out of their midst. I want y'all to know something. You know why God does all these big things in your life and does all these miracles? To give, so we can give him all the glory. So we can give him all the praise. How many of y'all believe he deserves all the praise? How many of y'all been in a mess in your life and he brought you out of the mess and brought you out of the mire and brought you out of your problem? He saved you when you're such a renegade. And well, glory! I'm summing it up. Let me see if I can. I don't have no notes right now. I'm just... God's bigger than any problem you got. There's people I know I've talked to on your phone this week got big problems. I want you to know he's bigger than your problem.
Amen.
As some of you here have big needs, he's big enough to supply. One place in the scripture said this about him, or two places. Is there really anything too hard for him? Maybe some of you have been weeping over a terrible situation you're facing. Maybe there's some of you been hurting over a bad circumstance you're in. Can I tell you? You're not serving a little God. You're serving a great big God that can minister, that can multiply, and all of it is for Him to be glorified. I wonder this morning if there's a, let me say something to the sinners. I've got a God bigger than your sin. The Bible said where sin abounded, grace did that much more abound. Some of you got issues right now. You say, well, I don't know if I'm going to come to the altar, but why not? Why not just bring your burdens? Why not just bring everything to Him and call them out to Him this morning and say, God, I want to be used to You. I need You to help me. I need Your supply. I need Your multiplication. I need Your power. Somebody help me. Are you here with me? Lord, You go ahead now. How many in the room today has some kind of need in your life? Raise your hand. Just raise them. My Lord, I feel like your disciples. How many here, you've never been saved? You say, preacher, I've never been saved, but I need to be. Raise your hand. Maybe there's somebody here say, I feel like I don't have a lot, but I like God to use me. Is there a teenager? Is a mom, dad say, I just like God to use me. Raise your hand. I just want to be used to God. I want to be yielded. I tell you what, everybody who said you had a need, and everybody said you have a, you want to be used of God, would you put your hand in the master today? Would you sit right up here around this altar and say, God, I need you. Sip up. Stand with me. Stay with me. Come on, come on. Everybody come. Just come on. Our Father, bless now. Lord, touch now. You know the miracles that we need. You know we need a move of God. Some of you teenagers, raise your hand. You want to be used of God. Just sit back. You say, come on. I believe God wants to use y'all. That's right. Keep coming. Our Father, thank You this morning. Oh, move in our midst. Little as much if God is in it. And God, touch every need this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.